We've all been told what it takes to make a happy housewife, haven't we? A nice home, attractive children, a solvent husband, or a generous divorce, or at least access to a credit card and a convertible car. So if you've got all that, you've no reason to be desperate, have you?
It's too easy to just see the superficiality. It's too easy just to see the veneer.
Everyone thinks that you're having the most wonderful lifestyle, but it wasn't very gorgeous at all because marriage was still falling to pieces.
People automatically assume you cannot have problems because you've got money. Well, bollocks. That is so untrue.
The middle-class housewives of Middle England are, it seems, beneath their apparently happy exteriors, increasingly desperate. Nikki is a mum of three who lives with her second husband. He is 7 years younger than she is.
Having a younger husband keeps you on your toes. Everything's going south on me. I'm the wrong side of 40.
Debbie, divorced mother of one and ex-top model, has a fragile relationship with a new man, and her son doesn't approve.
I do have these terrible sort of, like, pangs of, oh, what am I doing? And am I sort of ruining his life?
Jan, superwoman, married mother of two, had a nervous breakdown and locked herself in her bedroom for a month.
I had to confront it. I am a fragile human being.
Caroline, mother of one, model and charity worker, is divorced and on the lookout for a new husband.
People assume that whichever man I'm talking to, I'm having some sexual relationship with.